carving out Meskwaki traditions in Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
I'm Luke Capel from the Meskwaki settlement here by Tama, Iowa. I'm a traditional Meskwaki wood carver. When I grew up, I lived with my grandfolks. My grandfather was a carver. I lived close to three uncles. All three of them were carvers. I just started carving on my own when I was probably 12 or 13. And then when I got older, I made a wooden spoon on my own one time. And one of my uncles seen it and he said, "That's almost good." He told me that I should go watch Art carve. Art was a well-known carver back then. His name's Arthur Blackcloud. One day we just went out and we cut a bunch of wood. We used box elder for spoons and ladles. He started showing me how he was taught by his father. Instead of starting out with a small spoon, I picked the biggest piece of wood there was, and I made a big feast ladle. And I was tough, but after that, everyone got easier. I also carve other things that our tribe uses, and that's bowls, wooden bowls. I carve them out of burrows. A burrow is a big round growth on a tree, and there's a lot of different trees that have burrows, and our favorite one for bowls around here is box elder. The next favorite is maple. The next one is cherry. The reason we use burrows is the wood is very nice to look at. It's got swirly grains. The shape of it too. First of all, you have to pick the right size and shape of a burrow. It's got to be nice and round or oval. And then when you carve it, you try and keep it the same shape that it already is. That way when it's all done, it just maintains that shape for years. I think I've seen a few that are probably 200 to 300 years old that are still in good shape. The spoons I carve, some, the biggest ones might be 8-inch diameter and have a handle that might be 10 to 12 inches long. We call those feast ladles. These spoons and ladles, the handles are decorated, and I usually put some type of animal head on the end of them for the different clans in the tribe. I might put a fox head, or a wolf head, a black bear head, or a grizzly bear head, or an eagle, or maybe a thunderbird. The first thing you need to do is you go out in the timber and look for the right tree, or the right trees. So the first tool that I use, besides my pickup truck, is a chainsaw. And I know a chainsaw is a modern tool, but my grandpa had one and he used it. And if his great-grandpa would have had one back way, then he would have used it too. We consider all the trees sacred. So any time before I cut a tree down, I offer tobacco to that tree or to the trees before I cut them. The other tools that main tools that I use is a hatchet. The other tools would be a crooked knife and a gouge. Then I also use just a utility knife to finish off, and sandpaper. A crooked knife is, the blade has a curl at the end of it. We still use bowls and spoons in our ceremonies, wooden bowls and spoons. And that's the main reason why I still carve. The best time for wood carving is during the winter months. December, January, and February. That's when there's not a lot going on. That's like carving season. And besides, winter is when the trees are dormant and is the best time for cutting trees.
Meskwaki woodcarver Luke Capello of Tama, Iowa. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator Ricky Saltzman and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.